Welcome to episode 6 of Couch Coaches. I'm Brian Sleck. I'm joined by my co-host Donnie Rollins and our producer Danny Caballero. We open up with hashtag and come again. We talk soccer, mock draft quarterbacks, talk MLB, and we update Dan. A's for arguments is back for another round with Would You Rather and Shower T's and P's. So sit back and relax. This is Couch Coaches. All right, guys, I'm not going to lie. Pretty fucking disappointed in myself on that one.
Are you sure?
100% disappointed in myself. Not only that, I'll admit it to everybody that's listening. That was the second take. It never takes us more than one take. So
yeah, that was the
I'm already disappointed in myself.
That's bad.
I was going to...
But I mean, it was good.
I came into the show...
It's kind of like you stuttered.
With a line...
I stuttered, and then I hit it as the drop happened when I said coaches, so I was double disappointed in myself.
I had like a
and
line
then on top
prepared.
Of the, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Really good start, Brian. I had like a line prepared for like the after the intro.
Oh, right, well, now here, hold on.
Oh my God, Brian, you're so fucking good at the intro.
Just paroled it again. It's
way
incredible.
Way to go, Brian. Yeah. Can't say what I wanted
to say. What is it, 3 for 3?
It's like, no, it's like 5 for 5, but until, you know.
Yeah, 5 for 5. We've done 5 live intros. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that something? Yeah, welcome to episode 6. We still haven't lost
count.
That's
okay. That's good.
Yes. We're so good at keeping count, we can still do it on our
six.
Hands.
Yeah, we're
so
still
we're
on
six.
But we're on 2 hands now. So
unless you're Antonio Alfonseca, then you're still on 1 hand.
True.
Very true.
He had six fingers.
People forget that. People
he
forget
had
that.
Six fingers. What a weird
it's
guy.
It's hard to forget, but people forget that.
Good pitcher, though. Not a bad pitcher.
No. He was okay. He had his moments. I know. I just remember him with the Cubs. He was like, eh.
Most people with the Cubs were like, eh.
At that time?
That's true. At that time.
A lot of,
it could have been better. Yeah. I don't know. All right, so we have hashtag, the way we always start off our shows. For all you newbies, we find a story throughout the week that we like, and we create a hashtag for it. I will start it this week. I really hope you guys enjoy this one. My hashtag is, once you cream, you can't redeem.
Wow.
Don't worry, it's not going where you think it's going.
No,
sour cream?
I think this can go multiple ways.
Because that's the way I was going with it.
No, you'll hear about it in this story. So, Madrid regional president resigns over alleged face cream theft.
Alleged
face cream theft.
That caused him to resign?
It's a she.
Okay, that caused her.
It was one of the many. It was the final straw that caused her to resign. All right. So, Cristina Cifuentes, the president of Madrid's regional government, resigned after a video of her stealing 2 tubes of face cream over 7 years ago. She's one of the most high-profile figures in the country's Conservative People's Party, and she's been under pressure to resign over allegations she faked her degree. Wow. On top of that. So everybody brought that up, and then it was, this woman stole face cream, and then she resigned right afterwards because this was, like, the final straw.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was going to allow her to do anything.
One bad thing got released about her, and all of a sudden, the boulder started to fall down.
Next thing
the
you
hill.
Know, she doesn't have a college degree.
She faked her degree as well!
Here's what she had to say about it. So she says that she's been a part of a very public and personal lynching over the recent days and weeks, and is stepping down not to jeopardize her administration's achievements.
Now, I feel like that's a harsh
she
word
she shouldn't
to say.
Use the word lynching so lightly.
Well, you got to understand, she's in Spain, so I feel like
is
over
that
still
there. A
thing? No, but it still doesn't have the same connotation
okay,
as
that's
it
fair.
Does here.
That's good. That's fair.
I feel like it's just one of those terms you just can't be throwing
very good
around
point.
There.
But
you know,
if
I'm
she
not
were to use the word lynching in the United States,
that's
she
a totally
would be
different story.
Not
she well, she
now,
def-
did she say
yeah,
this in English?
No, she would have been gone.
Yeah.
Did she say this in
weeks
English?
Ago. No, she's it? From Madrid. I'm guessing she's speaking Spanish.
So what's
Spanish?
Yeah, she's Barcelona.
Barcelona
with the thon.
Whatever with the th is. So 7 years after her theft, it finally caught up to her in the madness that ensued. So once you cream, you can't redeem.
This is why I love
that's
the
internet.
That's
a good hashtag.
That's why I love the internet, is because like you could do something fucked up like 10 years ago, and it'll come back
all of a
to
sudden.
You. It'll yep. something happen. You know, it's whether so it's stealing face cream or doing some creepy shit.
Hanging out with a porn star.
Yeah, you know. Named. It happens. It
happens.
But now we get to
I
see the president.
Have one time, though. That was nuts.
You hung out with a porn star once?
Yeah, it was like a... Yeah, it's...
Go on.
No.
she's just
not,
an
not,
amateur.
No, 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 no.
Hold
just
on a second.
No, no. Not like any of those higher up porn stars, don't get carried away, but there
was
a girl that
was
I went to high school with. She was a year older than me, she started doing adult entertainment videos for money and everything else like that. And there was one night that I was too drunk to drive home, and she was sober, so she drove me home in my car.
And so then
I got home safely. You got home safely. What was the story?
Because you were responsible and you didn't drink and drive.
Correct.
That's
the moral of the story.
Oh.
Oh, hold on.
I thought you were gonna do the kid. Okay, that's fair too.
You want
the kids would approve of that one.
Yeah, the kids would approve.
That one's for the kids.
Yay, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that brings me to my hashtag.
Wait, hold on. Wait, one thing really quick.
It was a perfect
usually,
segue.
Hold on. You can still use this.
It's gone now. It's
quiet.
Gone.
You could. That's like how a lot of porns start. like, oh, I'm too drunk to drive. Can someone take me
home?
I've
never seen a porn like
and
that.
And all of a sudden, God, there's so many outlandish storylines
in porn.
Why
are you watching DUI porn?
This guy's too drunk. He can't even get it out.
It's a category in porn of DUI stuff.
Dewey's. Yes,
but that's awesome. That's a good story. Go ahead now. Oh, the kids. Yeah, we love children.
Yay!
Oh, wow, that's an even worse segue because my hashtag is kids are the worst kind of humans.
There you go. That's the truth. Go on.
So, schools. This is the headline. Schools are removing analog clocks from exam halls as teens cannot tell time.
So no more big hand, little hand?
No more big hand, little hand.
First of all, what happened with the educational system that taught us that in second grade?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's like I still have trouble with it, but I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have trouble with reading
I mean, it's
the clock?
Like it's not like I can look up and be like, bang. But like if it's like not on the like the 15, 30, 45.
If it's not on the quarters?
Yeah, if it's not on the quarters, then I got to be like, okay, 1, 2, 3, okay, 26. You know, like whatever it is.
Okay.
That's good. No, I
mean, you're understand. Better than most.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
You're better
I can
than
still
these
get
dumbass
it,
kids.
But, like, you know, that in high school, yeah, these kids
are dumbass 5-year-olds.
Yeah,
but I can figure
it out. I'll be ruthless. I don't care.
I can figure it out. But this was, I believe this was taken out of high schools. But still.
High schools, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse because they didn't learn as kids. So kids are just fucked up.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me where this was? Did you say that in the title of it?
No, let me pull up the article real quick. It was
Naperville, Illinois.
Yeah,
high
I was
schools,
say,
right? Like
local,
it probably. I mean,
stuff.
It's just incredible.
I'm
how
guess.
Do you not
I'm
know?
I guess it's like, going to be some Californian elementary school.
Give me Kansas or Mississippi.
Ooh, MISSISIPPI.
Tennessee.
What's got four eyes but can't see? Mississippi.
Yes. MISSISIPPI.
Yeah. You're welcome. Another joke. Another joke.
Filling there.
So,
well.
Both you guys are wrong.
Yeah, well, I guessed about 7 states, so all of them were wrong.
All of them are wrong.
Okay, he guessed one. So,
Maine.
Hey, we're at 8 out of the 50.
Maine.
Vermont.
No.
New Hampshire.
No. Are we doing this?
Florida.
Michigan.
No.
Indiana.
Are we doing this?
Ohio.
Are we seriously
what
doing
is it?
This?
Just tell us
it's
the state.
In the UK.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we going to do
this? Damn.
Yeah, so, but I'm sure it'll make its way over here.
We could have guessed forever.
Yeah, that's why I asked, are we doing this?
You should have just been like, no, guys, country.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah. Well, I was getting to that, but you kept guessing it, and then I, you know, just wanted to let you guys go. So,
So it's in the UK. They took out analog clocks.
Yeah, so, but that's just, they can't figure it out? Unbelievable.
I thought we were bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they're bad, that means we're really fucked.
I mean, I definitely would have, if I was gambling, I
kids
definitely would have put $20 down that this was the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
It's good.
So,
and I would have been out $20. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The UK, though, I mean.
Yeah. That's a bad look for them. That's a
I
bad
mean,
look
true.
For them.
First of all, they've been doing education since, I don't know, forever. They're Europe, so.
True. They invented
education them. Forever. That should be a slogan.
Education forever. But no more clocks.
No, no more clocks. Yeah, we don't know
time.
How to teach anybody
time is
the
fake.
Clocks. Anyways,
you hear?
What do you
my hashtag for the week is hashtag fan interference, but in the best way possible.
Awesome.
So it's not a news article this week. It's more of a story. So on Sunday, we had our conference golf tournament. It's like the biggest tournament of the entire season. All the teams in our conference are there bringing their best 5 players. And this
humble,
is where
wait,
some...
Humble brag?
You know, top 5.
I mean, you did miss class on Monday.
I did skip class for it, so it was a big freaking deal.
Was not happy.
Golf team! But fan interference. So I was about to tee off on the first hole in front of like a bigger crowd that would come to watch these, and one of my best friend's dad comes up to me, and without saying hi, without saying any sort of greeting, says, hashtag, he's a fan of the Couch Coaches.
No!
He says,
what's his name?
Hashtag. And it's Brad Riva, one of my roommates,
his father. His dad?
Tony Riva.
Tony. Shout out to Tony.
Shout out to Tony. So,
love it.
Hashtag a glorious fan interference.
Yeah,
Without even saying hello or anything. Just said hashtag.
Awesome.
Hashtag.
It was
nice. Great.
He was supporting the brand. Supporting the brand.
Because it's a really like nervous moment when you're on the first
date. How'd you hit it?
Oh, horrible. Awful. 2 days in a row of bad. Terrible.
But you know what? You felt good going into it because he calmed you down.
I have a fan in the crowd.
In multiple ways, fan in many aspects of your life.
Yep, and he was watching me play and also listens to the Couch Coaches. So thank you, Mr. Tony Riva.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Shouts to Tony.
Tony.
Love it.
I don't know why I said I like that,
wow.
But I like it.
Wait, what did you say?
I said Tony.
Like, Tony.
Tony. Tony. I don't know why I said it in an Italian way. I feel like Tony should just be said in the Italian
way.
Well, I think it has to be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I said it that way. So sorry, Tony, if I offended you
that way. Tony.
Huh?
Tony.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry,
we really
Mr.
got
Riva.
Over point. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This has gone off the rails.
It really has. So you know what else usually comes off the rails? Come again.
That's what I was trying to get you to say, and you kept repeating Tony. I was like, "What?" And you go, "Tony." and then I go, "Huh?" And then you go, "It's Tony."
It's Tony. Yep, I know. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to get you my cues.
Well, he looked like a train wreck. Yeah, I'm so sorry. This just has not been my episode. I'm sorry, guys.
This is hey.
So, anyways, we're gonna move on.
This is your flu game.
Yes, this is my flu game. I'm gonna make it through though, and we're gonna end strong. So this is the end of the first quarter. We're moving on. Here we go.
Speaking of,
do you want to put that up here?
No, it's okay. That's
okay, so
stupid idiot.
God, this is pretty bad. All right, come again. My first story: a parrot will announce one of the Buccaneers' NFL draft picks.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
A parrot.
Yes.
What if he says the wrong pick correctly?
I don't know. According to USA Today, the Bucs are trusting a parrot called Zaza to announce a day 3 selection in this weekend's NFL draft.
Did they just call Zaza Pachulia a parrot?
It's Z-S-A-Z-S-A.
Will the parrot be perched on a pirate shoulder?
The team revealed it will announce the team's fourth round pick from aboard the pirate ship at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yes.
That's I like it.
So
actually,
a little bit. Zaza is an 8-year-old Catalina macaw and has been a part of the Florida Exotic Bird Sanctuary for 4 years.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Although this is not, this is probably one of the more strangest picks to be announced, but it doesn't stop there. Chewbacca and R2-D2, along with Stormtroopers, will announce one of the 49ers' day 3 picks. And then I think we can all appreciate this next one. The U.S. men's curling team is set to make multiple announcements for the Vikings from a curling club in
Minnesota. Yeah. Just like four dads out there on the Olympic stage and dominating.
I didn't know this was such a big thing.
He's got a bunch of weird eyes. In terms of like body structure and physicality, they have been coined as the United States forefathers now. I made that up. It's not
true. Don's a big bod guy.
I'm big yeah. Super into bod.
He's super into bods.
So give us another come again,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. The next one. Penn State calls outing club too risky, bans it from going outside.
Wait, is that one more time?
Outing club?
Yeah, what's an outing club?
Like an outdoors club. So Penn State, it's called the Penn State Outing Club. It's for outdoors. So Penn State calls outing club too risky, bans it from going outside.
So can they do stuff inside?
Fox News, take it or leave it, however you want.
They're
on
the
that
innings
news source.
Club now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it reports that Penn State's 98-year-old outing club, whose mission is to experience the outdoors in every possible capacity, is no longer allowed to go outside because the college deems it too dangerous.
Too dangerous to explore, like, outdoors? Like,
why
near
do
the
millennials
campus?
Have to ruin everything?
The Office of Student Affairs and Risk Management determined that the club's backpacking, canoeing, kayaking, hiking, and trail maintenance as too risky earlier this month. The Penn State spokeswoman Lisa Powers said they want groups to be trained by professional staff, and the behavior of some students on unsupervised trips include the misuse of alcohol. I'll be honest, lady. Any club's going to have alcohol.
That's true. Every club misuses alcohol.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to say this now because I'm out of Central. I mean, we got trashed together. Like,
you're supposed to,
it's a team bonding activity.
That's
basically
how the people get together.
Anyway, so my last little tidbit of this, 79 clubs were evaluated for risk. 20 had some risk element, such as archery, boxing, and rifle club, but only three were deemed too high risk. The outing club, scuba, and the grotto caving club.
So we'll trust them with guns, but they can't sleep in a tent.
And they can't scuba.
Yeah.
Well, scuba, I could see that you could get fucked up. You could get scurvy.
It's not scurvy. No, it's the bends.
That the biggest?
The bends. The bends. You get the bends.
Scurvy's the pirate one.
Yeah, it's because when you don't get enough...
nobody gets scurvy anymore.
You don't get enough, like,
it's a big problem
C
these days. If you
like
don't
that.
Get vaccinated, I'm sure you get scurvy. So,
but like, think about
that's how I want to die.
Archery?
Scurvy?
Yeah, that's what I want to die from. Scurvy. Wouldn't it be hilarious?
I mean, here just like Donnie. The obituary.
Scurvy got the best of him.
Scurvy boy Don.
And I could have like a pirate patch on my
on
tombstone.
Your grave?
On my tombstone.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's it. Yeah, Penn State calls outing club too risky, bans it from going outside.
Huh. It is pretty risky going outside, so just gotta
that's
keep
just so
all,
ironic.
All things
this
indoors.
This is the start of how those post-apocalyptic movies start. Like, there's nobody ever on the streets. Everybody's inside all the time.
Mm. On their phones. On their phones. Wow. That's I just don't get it.
It's disappointing.
I don't get it.
It is.
The outing club at Penn is one of the best.
People.
98 years.
It's. I mean.
Is that right?
That's it's a tradition.
Yeah, 98 years.
It's a tradition.
And all of a sudden, they're like, wait a second.
This is a little too dangerous,
wait
guys.
Wait a second, guys. Yeah. You guys shooting arrows and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like,
wait,
yeah.
What are you guys
no,
doing?
No, you guys are fine.
You're
yeah.
fine.
You're fine.
You're fine. We don't want
rifles?
This cave dwellers got to
yeah.
go.
Just don't shoot at each other. But
you
guys don't go outside. Don't even look at the sun.
Repetitive blows to the head?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Just make sure you put rocks on your hands before you punch each other, right,
but guys? But, just putting those wood chips back on the trail?
That's got to go.
You're not certified. Get out of here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a good stories.
Yeah. So, there you go. Those
do
are
you have
our...
another one, or is that it?
No, that was it.
I mean, those are two doozies. I think the first one was way
a
more...
A pair will announce one of the Buccaneers
yeah.
NFL draft picks.
Big
I mean,
fan
that
one
catches
one.
You
I'm
by
a
surprise.
Big fan
absolutely.
Of that one. I'm a big fan of that. But we this is actually a debut.
It is a debut.
A little bit
yeah.
of debut.
Because we have kinda not about talked about a little futsal.
Football.
Futsal.
Futsal's different.
Yeah, but it's fun to say.
Futsal?
Futsal.
Football. Football. Okay, well, soccer, the Champions
League. Guys, you
guys
League, are speaking another language. What is that?
That's soccer.
Oh.
Football.
Oh,
and then futsal is like a different type of soccer game. It's inside.
It's
play
with
like four
ball.
People and nice. Small goals. Either way, neither of us can
guys,
play
I
any
speak
of them.
Spanish,
hey,
so.
I'm Hispanic. I can play
you
soccer.
You can't play football.
Dude, I bend it like Beckham, they say.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's they?
Don't worry about it.
Fair.
They say. You ever play World Cup? It's one of my favorite games, actually. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like out in the field.
No.
Everybody gets one shot to, like, kick it at the goal or something like that?
No. You, like, so you can have as many teams as you want. You can do singles or you can do pairs. We usually did pairs. So if we had 11 people, one person's goalie, and then you had five teams. And then you literally just play soccer, and you, the team to score, you sit out. And then the last team that doesn't score that round is out. So if you had five teams, you'd play four rounds. So the first one, you could do like two people drop. It's a phenomenal game.
Sounds like.
I'm not going to lie. I got so lost in how bad I feel about talking about Tony. I didn't hear anything you said.
Thoughts and prayers to Tony.
Seriously.
Damn it, Tony.
I'm still so sorry, Tony.
Now you're in his head. Fan interference.
But Champions League is underway. Our first segment. That was good. Good fan interference.
Like that call? That call?
The first,
call back.
The call first back. Half. Of the
we suck today.
I'm trying to keep it. I'm kind of trying to keep the train.
We're talking soccer.
Here. Talking soccer. So let's hear about Champions it. League, the first leg of the final or the semifinal games. It was Roma and Liverpool and Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. And in the first of the two, that is a Bayern Munich flag.
Two of them.
Roma defeated or was defeated by Liverpool 5-2. Two goals were scored by Mohamed Salah, an ex-Roma player, as well as tallying an assist. 5-2 in the first half of the aggregate. So that game will carry over into the second half. So Roma needs to score 3 to tie and 4 to win the whole thing because it's, you know, carries over, whatever things. Goal from Sadio Mane, 2 from Roberto Firmino, and then Roma got 2 back at the end. And today another one went on the first half of 2. Real Madrid defeated Bayern Munich 2-1 in Bayern. Arjen Robben and Jerome Boateng, two key players for Bayern Munich, go down with injury in the very beginning of the game. So tough for Bayern Munich, but Madrid has beaten Bayern 6 times in a row now, I believe. So Madrid has Bayern's number. And in the end, if we see a little bit of Ronaldo versus Mohamed Salah, two guys that have been really good for their clubs all season long, they have predicted to be 1 and 2 or, you know, 1 through 3 in the Ballon d'Or. It's like the soccer player of the year.
Yes,
and
that term I do know.
That was the one you got? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
Messi's won that all.
Messi,
same
yep,
with,
he gets it.
That other good-looking guy.
I feel like I need to try a new sound effect.
Ronaldo.
So.
Ronaldo, yeah. He played today. He played for Real Madrid. Yes. Go ahead. Hit the new sound.
Nice.
That's nice. Well, there's your Champions League update. I mean, it could go on, but not sure when the next games are, to be honest. I just know the second one ended today, so it'll be maybe 2 weeks or so before the next one.
I think it's next...
Next week?
No, wait. I did see
I believe
the highlight
for 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. It
yeah,
is two
weeks until games two of the second leg are underway.
Legs?
So exciting stuff. I mean,
how many legs are there?
Two. Only two legs in each match. Two aggregate scores.
Danny, what? You never played FIFA before?
You stupid idiot.
I play single games. Not a big tourney guy.
I mean, you've never played like seasons or anything like that?
It's a lot to commit to. Especially for the FIFA.
I'm a big FIFA guy.
I mean, FIFA's a good game, but I usually just play individual games with either people or online. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just
friendship tournament, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Or back when I did sport World Cup a lot, and I would just play the World Cup tournament. Mm. But that's pretty straightforward. So
yeah, that's true.
It's a lot more straightforward than that other World Cup game you were talking about that me and Brian failed to comprehend.
Well, like I'm talking about like FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the no, I know. That's
because everybody
that's
can
more,
get behind that one.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell
except
you're talking about.
Except for the United States because we're not in it.
Yeah,
we didn't make it.
Huh. That's talking soccer.
But that's talking soccer. I mean, just a quick little update about the Champions League.
A little something, something for everybody.
A little bit something different.
That's for Tony.
That one's
big
for
soccer
Tony.
Guy.
Tony's not a soccer guy.
Sorry about that, Tony. Sorry you had to listen to that.
Yeah.
He's going to enjoy this one. His name has been said.
He's the main. It's almost
can
like
we get
here.
His full name
Tony's
one more time?
Yeah. Tony Riva?
Tony Riva.
Riva. Shouts to Riva.
Yeah.
but I mean, the next thing, baseball. Baseball is in full swing.
Baseball.
Good, Danny, good pun there. You told me before that you had a bunch of facts to throw at me about the baseball season so far.
I got a lot of facts. I think Brian's got a couple too, so we're going to go through it.
I do. Do you want me to do my facts one first before my little rant?
Well, I think could we just start really quick with Danny Farquhar?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a wild story. I mean, he comes in, what was it, sixth or seventh inning, pitches for two outs.
Sixth inning.
I think it was sixth or seventh. Either way, he pitches two outs, gets into the dugout while they're hitting, passes out, ends up with a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I don't even, it's just one of those things that can happen to anybody, and it just really, like, makes you think. But thank God he was surrounded by a pretty well-trained medical staff. They reacted quickly. They took care of it. Last update I did see was earlier this week. He's making progress in his recovery. He's using his extremities, responding appropriately to questions and commands, and he's speaking to doctors and family. So that's all good news. Even though he's a White Sox, you just hate to see it. Especially something that's not...
Teams don't matter at this point.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like when you get the update on your phone or wherever you're sitting like, oh my God, like I hope everything's okay with him. Like,
yeah. It's just... You just hate to see it. You just don't want anybody to go down, especially in some way that's not even related to baseball. You know, it's just something that... it's just shitty luck, really.
Like, they didn't really explain it too much when the reports first came out. I thought he got hit with like a line drive or something.
Yeah.
He had nothing to do.
I mean, the first thing
with baseball. I mean,
first thing I saw anything of it, it was literally just Danny Farquhar collapsed in the dugout.
Yeah, yeah.
Brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's and I know people that have had similar things like that, and it just happens. It's not like something you can diagnose really unless you have some sort of symptom. But like most of the time, it just flick of the switch.
Plus, I'm sure if he was having
symptoms, he would have checked out.
Not only that, but I'm sure he had so much adrenaline going through the game and then just getting out of it. Like, if you were trying to feel anything, I'm sure you wouldn't really feel it.
Yeah. But, you know, thoughts and prayers out to him and his family. Speedy recovery. Hope he gets back on the mound as soon as possible. Don't know when that would be. Don't know really the recovery time for that. But I hope eventually he can, you know, get back to doing what he loves. I believe he's like 31 years old. So.
So pretty darn young to have something like that happen.
Yeah. So. Thoughts and prayers, but let's get into it. Baseball. I mean, there's a lot going on around the league. Other than that stuff, a lot of fun stats to talk about.
Stats.
Lot of stats. You know, I'm not a stat guy for other sports, but I am a stat guy for baseball. So
nerd.
We'll start with the most modern, most updated one. I'll ignore that. Didi Gregorius goes for his fourth straight game with a home run. So
nice.
Shouts to Didi.
Gorgeous. Fun fact, did you see that they misspelled his name on the bobblehead day?
Did they?
No way.
On the backstop, it was Didi Gregorius bobblehead day, and they spelled his last name wrong.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. And I saw that in a tweet, and they're like,
and
wait,
then he,
who?
And then he hit a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's out here killing it. I like it. He's kind of like the main guy for the Yankees that you didn't expect to be the main guy. Mm-hmm. He's really coming out this year. I think he's got 8 home runs total. Yep. So...
still behind Mike Trout.
So. Still behind Mike Trout, which was my other stat. He is at 10 home runs. So that's a impressive number.
How long is Mike Trout going to be
incredible?
A premier outfielder?
A long time. And
very long time.
Only the only thing you could either hope for, well, two things, that the Angels get good enough where he can get more playoff bats, or he gets traded
east.
Somewhere that will actually make it to the playoffs.
Right.
So.
I hope he just moves east so I can get to see him regularly.
Yeah.
Because, like, the West Coast games never really get broadcasted because they're always so late.
Yeah. Or, you know, I would love to see him in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Just saying.
Listen, you tell me where you can fit him and Bryce Harper into this lineup. And
Will.
Then we can chat.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
You know, we could definitely trade Mike Trout with a few assets.
Yeah. We have assets to trade, too. But you know who some of our assets are? Javi Baez and Kyle Schwarber. These guys are on fire this week. What?
Albert Almora.
I know,
Albert.
But I'm just saying that that was a segue.
I like him.
That was a segue. Albert's dope, though. He had two good
great
diamond
grabs in Colorado, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on.
But yeah, Kyle Schwarber, yesterday, 2 dingers.
One was like, one left the park in a hurry.
It was like 116 on StatCast, I believe.
117.
So,
but according to Big Cat, it was 121.
120 fun. 121 or
120 fun?
There you go.
I thought it was 121.
I thought he did. Hey, either way.
StatCast bullshit. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That
was
some guy
ripped out of the park and it was awesome.
Yeah. And then the second one was a dong shot. Got up there.
Definitely had some hang time.
Yeah.
I think they would coin that as a dong shot.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
It was a Schwarbo dong shot.
Donger.
That's beautiful.
There we go. We can get our own donger going.
Donger.
I think we need to have like a gong. But instead it goes dong.
That'd be good.
We'll get that up in Wisconsin for you. So you can use that as a sound.
That'd be great. I could just,
yeah.
I got ideas now. Sorry.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. But that comes on later in this episode. We'll talk about it then.
Gotcha.
Any other things you have to bring
up? Oh, I have plenty, but I'm going to mix them in. So,
okay.
Like,
yeah. So the one thing I want to say, Shohei Ohtani, what are you?
Yeah.
He's not human.
Okay, he's incredible.
So far this season, it's like we're only like 24 games in.
Yeah.
He's pitched in 4 games. He's batted in 11 because he does DH. So he's thrown the fastest pitch by a starter this season, 100.6 miles per hour.
Yep.
He homered off the reigning Cy Young winner,
yep.
Corey Kluber. And he struck out the reigning MVP, Jose Altuve.
Yep. That was one of my stats. Good one.
He's 2-1, 26 strikeouts in 20 and a third innings. And after his 4-run outing, his ERA could be better at 4.43. But currently he's betting .333 through 11 games, .997 on base percentage, and he's 11 RBIs in 11 games.
Looking good.
That's awesome. That is.
He's paying off.
I mean, on both sides. Like, we were talking about this in episode 1 or 2. It was like, hey, you know, could he just be okay on one side? And he's actually doing well on both sides. I mean, he's had a couple rough outings.
I mean,
with
obviously,
the Red Sox.
We haven't seen longevity yet. It's only been 25 games.
Right.
True.
But this is a pretty good sample size, and it's rather impressive.
I mean, think about it. You get like 32 games pitched, like you start.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he's healthy. If he's healthy.
Yeah, that's if he's healthy. I mean, that's, was it eight? That's like an eighth of his season so far, pitching wise, in 4 games.
We definitely have plenty of time left, but it will be interesting. I just thought of this All-Star. What do you think he'd make it in?
I think the All-Star is that entertainment factor where he would do both in the same game.
I think he would have to.
He would be like the second pitcher to go on and then go into the dugout to hit for like pinch hitter.
What if he got in the home run derby? Like, what if he was a dong shot, man?
What if he was pitching to himself in the home run derby?
What if he,
throwing pitches up in the air and
what if he had one of those old time things with like those things you bounce back? And he threw it. Boom. That was a bad radio because I did that.
Dong shot.
Dong shot.
Donger.
dong. But do you say his on-base percentage is 997?
I misread that. His OPS is 997.
Okay. That's still?
That's still extremely high.
Very good. Rather good OPS.
997 on-base percentage.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, he is getting on there every single day. So those were my baseball stats that I had for you.
I think I got, let's see. I had this one. It was current as of Monday, and I believe it's still current because they're career numbers. So as of today, as of Monday, that was nice. When that was written. Trout, the Mike Trout, his career WAR was 56.2.
Holy shit.
Okay, right? That is equal to the career WARs of Harper, 26.9, and Machado, 29.3, put together. This man is on fire.
All right, so I'm trading Almora, Schwarber.
I'll take Mike.
For Javi.
I'll take Mike.
Or, I'm sorry, for Mike Trout, yes.
So will you trade Javi, Schwarber, and Almora for Trout?
No. Just Schwarbs and Almora. That way they get a bat and they get a great fielder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I get Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And then we can say bye to Jay Hay. We can bring in Bryce Harper. And
wow.
Look at that.
All right.
Look
well, let's call up Theo and get the paper.
Theo, listen. My phone line is open if you want to hire or talk to me or anything like that.
I mean, that's just one of those stats. Like, I mean, WAR doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. But the fact that two of the biggest names, their career WARs equal this one man's career WAR is just incredible.
Like how dominant those players have been too.
Yeah.
Like, you think of Bryce Harper?
And I mean, those are the two big names on those teams. Mm-hmm. On the Nationals, Bryce Harper, and when you think Orioles, you usually think Machado.
Yeah.
So it's just incredible. I mean, the numbers he puts up, and the stupid thing is, we're not even like amazed by it anymore. We're kind of just like
we're used to
it.
Mike Trout.
Like, people
being
don't
amazing.
Even record on it, like that. This is happening right in front of our eyes.
It's well, nobody's like, talking about Mike Trout anyways because Shohei Ohtani's on the team.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
He does.
So that's why he needs to come to Chi-Town. We'll talk about him. How about that?
Yeah, everybody gets equal FaceTime. Everybody loves everybody.
Yeah.
ELE.
Jackie Moon said it best.
LA.
So another one I had was, you don't see this very often, I believe it was also on Monday, Kevin Gausman of Baltimore. He threw an immaculate inning against the Cleveland Indians. So Alonso, Gomez, and Zimmer all struck out, 3 pitches each, 9 pitches total. Have you ever heard of an immaculate inning?
No, I've heard of the immaculate reception.
It's very similar, but people commonly misconception this. Mm-hmm. Yep, misconception. There you go.
Good.
So it's 9 pitches total, 3 strikeouts.
3 strikeouts.
And he did that against Cleveland Indians. So Yonder Alonso, Yan Gomes, and I forget Zimmer's first name. It sounds like a Mike.
It's not Don.
It's not Don Zimmer.
Not Don Zimmer.
It's not. But so you don't see those very often. Pretty cool. In high school, we used to have those, and you called it a pie. And if you ever threw one of those, the coach would buy you a pie of your choice.
It's nice. There's another one. It's called a golden sombrero.
Well, that's a different one. That's almost the opposite. Different?
We've seen that live.
We did see that live.
Four strikeouts in a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was that? That was
the guy who hit that long bomb the other day. We talked about it on the last podcast. Something with a Z, I want to say.
His name is
Oh my god, this is bad. Can't you like Google it or something like that?
Well,
backup catcher for
Vogelbach?
Andrew Benintendi.
Vogelbach.
Is it Vogelbach?
Dan Vogelbach?
I think it's Vogelbach.
Because that's the name that we said last week, I believe.
I think it's Vogelbach.
Well, Andrew Benintendi wore the golden sombrero this week.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Four Ks.
Yeah. Now, what do you call 5 Ks? Because Giancarlo wore that twice.
Horrible.
Very bad.
Awful. Should never do that ever.
Bronze sombrero?
No, it's got to be worse than...
Platinum sombrero?
Better.
There you go.
Better than gold, but also way worse.
Yeah. You don't want that. The last stat I had, you ready for us?
Yes.
So the last stat I had was, never has there ever been a month in the history of baseball that they've been keeping track of where there is more strikeouts than hits. And in the first, with about 5 days left in the first month of baseball, there are 5,562 strikeouts, 5,174 hits.
You want to know what it is? Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, he really
has all. I think he has all those.
He's padded the numbers pretty hard. But that's something, I mean, it's kind of where baseball is going. It's kind of more exciting, though, with it's either going to be a home run or a strikeout, you know? It's either a pitcher's duel or a batter's duel.
I think it's...
Duels.
Duels. A lot of duels.
Yeah, it's duel and duels.
It's just a lot of credit to how good pitchers are getting in the major leagues now, how much more stuff they can put on.
But, I mean, the home run numbers are up, too. So, it's I love it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing because I love seeing good pitchers. I love seeing gifts of baseball.
I'd like to see what percentage.
I love a good gif.
That's I want to see what percentage of the hits are home runs.
That's good too. Can't pull that one out of my ass, to be honest. But
you've given us a lot of stats. I figured you would have known.
I that was not one of my stats. But
looks like you're gonna have to go back and dig in for a little
good
more.
Gif.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more gifable than a nice
slider nice out of the zone.
Ooh, and amazing. Then you see I think was yesterday maybe Altuve got tied up on a. Oh, a nice little slider, and he like didn't do it, and then it was a good old strike him out, throw him out situation where they threw down a second, got him in a rundown, got Springer tagged out in between the base pass. So
damn it, Springer!
That was a gift for the ages. It's got it all in there. But did you have anything for baseball, Don?
Just the stuff that we talked about before we started. Just the attendance at some of these major league.
It's
baseball
incredible because it's the White Sox are one of these teams.
Yeah. The one that caught my eye was the Cincinnati Reds. They were playing a game and had less than 5,000 people in the stands.
That's not very good.
At game time. Granted, there was, I guess, poor weather that delayed the start of the game, but less than 5,000 people, that's...
It's not a good look.
That's relatively small. And
I know that the Sox have been having, like, dollar ticket night.
I mean, that's not anything new,
no.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No.
At least not.
No, what they had? They had your ticket and two beers at the game, $22.
Wow.
I was like, that's a way to fill up the stands because beers there are still like $9.
Yeah, $9, $10.
Well, didn't they just update their beer thing last year, I think it was?
Yeah, they got like craft a bunch of beer and some other stuff.
Want to know a nice little fun fact? Remember last year at a Sox game, a teen boy, caught a ball, and then the lady took it from him. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
Yes.
That is my, at the internship, it's one of the, like, the bosses, his son.
Wow, does he?
So, he, like, later in last season, he got pulled onto the field and, like, got, like, a full treatment because he, like, just let it happen and was, like, a good sport about it. So, he got, like, obviously, like, signed balls and stuff from White Sox, so it's nothing great, but he was telling me today got him. So he's telling me today that they're giving him tickets to the Boston Red Sox White Sox game in Fenway.
That's awesome.
So they're just making a trip out of it, and they're going to I think they said Baltimore and then going to Fenway
just because a crazy woman stole the ball from that poor child's hand.
You know what, I got hit by a line drive foul ball at the King County Cougars game, and I never got any treatment like that. All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get me two tickets to, like, the Memphis Redbirds. Rude, guys.
Yeah.
You get hit by a line drive?
Yeah, I was in, like, fifth grade.
You got domed or?
No, right in the back.
Why is your back facing the field?
I was just talking to somebody.
Were you spitting game?
You got
no,
it.
No,
I just fifth grade.
That's what happens at King County Cougars game. Spit game.
No. Earlier in that game, though, I thought we got in trouble because I went into the merchandise store or whatever, and then this person came up to us as we were walking back to our seats, and they're like, excuse me, and we're like, oh, shit, and then they invited us to do one of those between-inning games. It was a lot of fun.
I got
to
run out
of
the field. I thought you were going to say you were blackout drunk and you were stealing shit again.
In fifth grade, I was blackout drunk.
That's where I thought that story was going, like, excuse me, did you guys take all these hats
and stuff? Well, we thought, like, she thought that she saw us take something when we didn't. It was like, no. And then she's like, well, we're actually looking for two young boys.
Young strapping men.
Yeah, so I had to run a wagon from the third baseline.
Windowless
van?
Like, we're just looking for some young boys.
Some young boys.
Come on out to the.
She strangely sounded like Michael Jackson all of a sudden.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. She goes,
nice. Yeah. Not bad.
I've been working on that one.
Anyways, I have one more thing to say about baseball before we move on. Yeah, it's about Dusty Baker. Donnie's dying over here.
I can't believe you got hit by a line drive.
Shut the fuck up.
You should
have
sued. I didn't
have my glove either. That was a bad part. In fifth grade,
you got to bring your glove.
And then the guy two rows in front of me saw me get hit by the line drive, and then he just kept the ball.
That's a baseball fan.
I was like, wow. You...
Was he a grown man?
Yes.
This is the greatest story I've ever
seen. Like, come on. Couldn't even catch a break in fifth grade. Anyway, so Dusty Baker cites that race, age, salary, and intellectual discrimination for not getting a managerial job. Now, can we just chat about how dumb that sounds for a second?
Can we just talk about why he's not getting a job? Because he's a horrible coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, if race were an issue, you would not have managed four different teams already.
Yeah. They gave you your chances, and you didn't go to the playoffs with a great team that was in D.C. So...
As age,
deal with it.
Madden's pretty old, but then you also have to look at
the
other part of baseball. It's just like they're moving in a different direction in mentality. Yeah, so
definitely.
Naturally. And then there's six first-time managers this season. Like, you don't see that. And then for salary, nobody wants to pay somebody who can't win the playoffs. Just like you just said, Danny.
You know exactly. Like, if he had some sort of rapport,
he's been to the postseason and failed. Like, you think
it's not a good look?
No, doesn't look good.
It's not a good look. But yeah, that was interesting to hear from Dusty.
So Dusty, fell off the shut grid. The fuck up.
Yeah. I'm going to sweep that dust under the couch.
Yeah, damn straight.
Like that one done?
No.
No?
I was not a fan of that pun.
Hey, no.
Hey,
I'm still laughing at the fact that Brian was nailed by
line
drive in the back.
I would have sued Kane County. The whole county.
The whole county.
The whole county of Kane. Just send them all to jail.
Anyways, I think
it's all for baseball.
It's time for Dan's update.
Yes.
Where we update Dan.
Wait. What?
Do we update Dan?
Right. It's Dan's update, but part of the update is basically we're updating Dan.
Yes.
Who are we updating?
You're Dan.
You?
I'm Dan.
You're Dan. We're updating you during Dan's update.
Is Dan's
what
update?
Happens? What happens during this?
I tell you what's happening in sports that you don't follow.
Sports are fun. Let's update me.
Let's do it.
This is Update Dan.
Update Dan. We
need like segment music.
We need
That's the closest thing I got.
Pretty bad, but it's pretty bad that you're not informed, and now we're going to update Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
So some NBA news. Ben Simmons and the process finished Dwayne Wade and the Heat in 5 games. I mean, I honestly think that they're pretty much going to be the real deal. I think they're the biggest threat coming out of the East. I don't know about you guys. I mean, LeBron is struggling, and the Raptors.
He might not even make it out.
I know. That's the next thing. LeBron is struggling with his team to step away from the Pacers and gain control in the series as it's tied 2-2 right now. But I think that game just ended.
It just ended. Cleveland won by 3 points.
Those fuckers. So now they're up 3-2.
Damn it.
3 points, people.
Did the Pacers blow their chance to eliminate LeBron from the playoffs in game four? No, in game four.
Because
they should have beaten them in that game.
But they also did come back from like a 17-point deficit in game three when they came back and won. They were down 17 in the fourth quarter, came back and won. And then game four, they lost. Blew it there, I believe.
Mm. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, moving on. Looks like Toronto's the team that we've all kind of thought they were. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of average, middle of the road for the most part. They play well at home. They can't close it out on the road. They've split 2-2 with the Wizards thus far until tonight, where they beat the Wizards 108-98. Thank you, Donnie, for showing me the computer screen.
Welcome.
And, hey, you know, I got to give props to my other guy that's helping me out over here.
Hey, you got to. Shouts to the squad.
Have everybody thinking I'm some brainiac. Like, hey, I got help around.
You big dweeb.
Yeah. So, can Toronto really be a threat in the East? I mean, it seems like it's literally just home court advantage for them, and that's the only thing they have going.
They are very good in the six.
Six.
But struggling to get past Washington. Yes. And as a team that finished 59-23 in the East, Washington finished 43-39. Not that great from D.C., but Toronto's having
a 16-game swing.
Yeah, they're struggling to get past the Wizards. In the first round of the playoffs, usually that one seed that in the top right corner in the East flies through that first series, you know, 4-0, you know, clean sweep usually. But Toronto, good win tonight, though. DeMar DeRozan had 32. Valanciunas had 13 boards.
Is that how you pronounce it, Valanciunas?
Valanciunas. Oh. Jonas Valanciunas. We're friends, actually. That's why I know
that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Lived in my neighborhood when I was in grammar school.
You know what? Huh? You know what other thing I've been meaning to do, and I keep putting it off for some reason? Do you guys ever hear about that Bradley Beal, John Wall, like, don't like each other?
Really?
Yes.
You've heard that, correct?
I've heard it.
They don't like. I figured they would love each other. I don't understand it.
Like, so I don't know. Somebody in the media says it. One of my good friends from college, though, his best friend is Bradley Beal. I should really just ask him if it's true or not.
Well, you should get him on the podcast.
Have him text him. Like, yo, can you text Brad for us? And
just be like, just, hey, do they actually hate each other, or is it more of like, hey, we're playing it up for the
just
media?
Just tell them
they really shouldn't if they do.
I know they're two great players.
They need each other so bad. If they want to be good, they're going to have to mesh better than ever.
They need to work together.
Yeah. They need to be buddies.
They're two harsh personalities. I mean, one of the guys has a whole dance named after him.
True.
That's very true.
And it's a very good dance.
Minnesota, Houston playing right now. Minnesota's up by 2 in the first quarter.
Oh, see, I was going to say the Rockets are looking to close out the T-Wolves in this game because it's game 5. And it took, what, a 50-point third quarter
from
the other day for them to beat the T-Wolves in game 4. Do they have the stamina to close out in game 5?
Yes. I think they will close out Minnesota tonight, unfortunately. I like the T-Wolves. I like what they're doing with their program. But Houston is just way too good offensively for the T-Wolves, a little bit of a younger program. Can't guard the veteran guys like Chris Paul, who's putting on a highlight show for Instagram and things like that with all of his crazy dribbling moves and scoring abilities. But I think Houston closes out tonight. And then my favorite series so far of the playoffs, Utah and OKC.
Yeah, I was going to say the Thunder are on the verge of elimination. They're down 3-1 to the Jazz. Daniel, if you'll look at me, focus.
The Jazz?
Eyes up here, Danny.
We're updating you.
We are updating you.
I'm sorry, I had to adjust the mic.
Yeah, okay. Keep talking in the mic. Ricky Rubio looks like the hippie living in a van down by the beach.
Yep, but he can ball.
And yes! He can ball. And he's frustrating the hell out of Russell Westbrook.
He said,
I love it.
I'm going to let that shit happen no more. But it did happen again in another victory.
Yes.
After game 3, Russell Westbrook was determined
to follow him to the locker room.
Something like that.
Did you follow him?
What?
You followed him?
Followed
him.
No, I did not personally. I don't know him that well to follow him anywhere.
You should follow him too.
But Ricky Rubio putting on a display for the Thunder crowd, and it's cool to see. I like seeing the Jazz because I think they're underrated in a lot of aspects. Also, one of my new favorite players in the league, Joe Ingles. Hilarious. And can shoot the 3-ball.
Nice. That's a big key component to be in the NBA. You got to shoot the 3 now.
And
got it.
You have to be funny.
Yeah.
You don't have to be,
the top 2 players in the league, Embiid, now Joe Ingles is 2.
Wow. Power hilarious. Rankings came out?
Yeah. <They're> freshly released. Well, like, quickly, Brian, before we move on, I want to say LeBron James tonight had 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Cavs.
And they only won by 3.
Apparently he had a pretty banging block, too.
He had a pretty banging block.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically,
I got a lot of group message about it.
All I'm hearing is that Cleveland might make it out of the first round, and then LeBron James is literally going to have to put team on his back to do anything.
What else is new?
That's it. I mean, that right there, what you just heard, LeBron is going to have to put the team on his back for them to do anything going on in this playoffs is not really.
He dropped 41 points. That's that's nearly half his team's points, and they only won by 3.
And in the last game, he needed a lot of help from Kyle Korver. In the last 2 minutes, I believe him and Korver combined for like 11 points in the last few minutes of the game to just win by, two in the last one? It was a 2-point game?
I think it was 4.
It was a 4-point game? But either way, it was close, and LeBron had to do another like just load of work for Cleveland.
I mean, he's going to get tired out game or season. Series 1. That's what I'm
And this
for.
Is the other thing that's crazy is he's played in all 82 games this year, too.
Yeah.
How much more does he have in the tank?
I don't know.
To go
he
off
would literally
41?
Show us how freak of an athlete he is if he can continue this. And if he can literally carry this team to the NBA Finals, I don't think anybody will have ever seen a season like this at this guy's age where he's putting up these numbers and carrying a team like he did.
Yep.
Nothing. Other news in the NBA. The Warriors closed out the Spurs in Game 5, and the Pelicans swept the Portland Trail Blazers in 4.
Yep, 4 games. They were done with Rip City. Anthony Davis shows off how good he is, especially in the playoffs.
He's a freak.
Without DeMarcus Cousins, the Pelicans are still dangerous.
Yeah.
He's coming back. I believe DeMarcus Cousins is...
Really?
He's coming back.
There's no way he's coming back. He tore his Achilles.
Did I hear that? Rosetta, is that fake news?
It's probably fake news. Okay. You read The Onion over there?
Yeah,
that
maybe,
one from Trump?
Maybe I made that one up.
Okay.
But Anthony Davis is a freak show, and he's incredible. And he's going to have a big task now with someone in probably Draymond Green will have to guard him. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the better defenders in the NBA. And then we're really going to see how good Anthony Davis is in that series.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though. It'll be an interesting series, but I think it's one that's only going to go five or so.
It'll be short. I just don't think New Orleans has the options other than Davis that can show up in big-time games. I mean, Drew Holiday's played well.
They both dropped 40-point games in the same
41 the one game, but can Drew Holiday do that against the Warriors for an extended amount of time?
Probably not. I don't think so. They've got too many people that can defend the floor.
Right.
And it's just not possible. The last little bit of NBA news. There's a reason why they call Giannis the Greek Freak, because he did exactly that in games 3 and 4 to even up the series against the Celtics 2-2. But they failed to take game 5. There was a controversial I have shit clock call on my notes because I meant to write shot. But there was a non-shot clock call. Did you guys hear about this?
Was that the UK clock, the shit clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are the ones they're getting rid of.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's the callback.
There's a callback.
Yeah, the digital.
Donnie didn't get that one right.
No, it took him a half second. So there was Al Horford basically had the ball and the shot clock had already gone off and nobody called anything. And then the Celtics got the rebound. And I think at that point it was a 4-point game. So, I mean, that kind of changed the momentum of what happened because the Celtics just took off from there because they made that basket and the Bucks, they was kind of like back and forth. But, I mean, I feel like that moment changed the rest of that game.
Yeah, and another clock thing in game 1, Middleton with that shot at the buzzer when the clock did not start when he touched the ball. 0.4, you can't get that kind of shot off.
0.5, we'll give him 0.5,
whatever. Yeah, I'll give him that 0.1. But still, like, the clock coming into play even more in that series. But it's kind of tough to see if you're a Bucks fan and something like that, that can be avoided that easily. It's just a common rule. I mean, if the shot clock's going off and your team gets a rebound on the offensive side, it's a big-time momentum swing. And every time there's an offensive rebound, that's another momentum swing for a team. And, I mean, that hurts, especially in a playoff game in a big-time situation.
Are you saying that the players are getting clock-blocked?
Good one.
Like that one?
I mean, no. No, for the most part, but when it counts,
yeah,
they're always getting clock-blocked. Clock-blocked.
Blocked.
That's tough for me to say.
Say that 5 times fast.
No.
Clock-block. Clock-block. Nice. Clock-block. Clock walk, clock
walk. You sound like a chicken.
Yeah, basically. Okay, from one playoff to probably what I would consider the most interesting playoffs.
It's definitely the coldest playoffs.
Definitely the coldest playoffs. Yeah. You're absolutely right. They play on a sheet of ice. We're talking hockey.
People forget about the ice.
We're talking hockey here. Interesting note, something happened this time in the playoffs.
What happened?
That has never happened before.
Never?
Never.
Ever?
Never, ever.
Not even when there was a fire?
Nope.
What happened?
Yeah, so the Washington Capitals have become the first team to lose the first two games of the series at home in overtime and then respond by winning 4 in a row and winning the series.
It's a Caps year.
This sets up a second-round matchup that seems to happen basically every year between the Capitals and the Penguins.
Yeah. Yep.
And did you see every time that the Penguins have won a Stanley Cup, they've beat the Senators on the way.
Capitals.
The Washington Senators. What?
That's the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, that's it. Washington. Okay.
Washington Capitals.
They've beat the Capitals on their way to winning the Stanley Cup. It's a cool fact.
I mean, could every team say that, potentially?
That they've beat a certain team on their way to winning the Stanley Cup?
Every time that the Washington Capitals don't win the Stanley Cup, another team wins the Stanley Cup. So.
But I'm saying, like, they beat them in a series
that's
in
a
the
fact.
Playoffs that year and then went on to win the Stanley Cup. Interesting fact.
I mean, it's an interesting one for sure.
Thank you for
I'll give that one to you. Thank you
for reiterating that for me, Daniel.
Just want to make sure people heard it. It's an interesting fact.
Interesting fact. So the Penguins, they won their series 4-2 over the Philadelphia Flyers. But in a moment of loss, a Flyers player truly showed what it means to play hurt or injured. As Sean Courtier had a hat trick despite playing on a torn MCL in the final game, in which the team lost 8-5, and he scored 3 of those goals. I also advise you to check out his goals from Game 6 and dare anybody to put on those moves with a torn MCL, because I don't know how they do it.
Tear my MCL just to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just doing those moves would tear an MCL.
Well, I mean, I could do it. Let's be honest. I got handles, but...
Yeah, you dangle?
Oh, I got dangle. I go to Dong City and then I go to Dangle City. But it's that's impressive. I mean, that's one of those things that hockey players... What was that face?
just I'm waiting for my phone to load so I can get the next thing going. But okay. Keep talking.
But yeah, that's one of those things that like hockey players are known for, is just playing through injuries and really just like pushing through, and it's just like incredible because like I probably wouldn't even be able to stand.
Guys get it in the face with pucks, lose teeth mid game, and
they go
out
literally just to get a paper towel and then wipe off and go back on. It's like it's incredible.
Hockey players are tough dudes.
Yeah.
Or like when the Hawks won the Stanley Cup, I think it was like 2013. Duncan Keith took that puck to the teeth.
He lost like seven teeth.
Teeth.
He's and got.
We all remember that jingle, right? Duncan Keith, and he's got no teeth.
I don't remember.
I didn't remember that until you brought it up.
Yep, exactly. Because I was the only one.
Is there a second
verse?
So,
no, there's not.
Damn it.
Sorry. Other NHL news. The two greatest words in sports came up tonight, and that's Game 7.
Wow, it's early too.
It's early. First round, Game 7 between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. It's happening right this second.
Danny, who takes it?
Tell me.
Who are the teams?
It's the Boston Maple Bruins Leafs? And the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Bruins.
Bruins in seven.
Well,
Bruins in seven.
You know what? The Maple Leafs were up 4-3 to start the third period.
You heard it here first.
It
Bruins are taking it. They're coming back.
It is now 5-4 with just under 10 minutes to play in the third period. So if it
five
ends
four,
by the time we finish this.
5-4.
5-4 Bruins. Sorry.
Ah,
they're eating. I thought I said the Bruins on that one.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
My apologies.
He left us hanging.
I did. It was a real cliffhanger.
If that doesn't tell you that I know hockey, then I don't know what will.
Yeah. You just know sports.
I'm just a big sport guy.
The winner
guy.
Of this game goes on to play the Lightning.
Okay.
Simple enough. San Jose Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights both swept their respective series against the Ducks and the Kings, and they are set to square off. And Vegas is finally becoming a sports town because the mayor has banned the color teal in Vegas for the duration of the second round matchup.
I love that. I love that.
Dude, I'm fully behind
Vegas
sports.
Teal is not a common
team.
Color that I wear.
I know, but you know what? There's like a lot of lights around Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that could affect some business.
Ooh.
It's true.
Little teal lighting could basically you gotta just get rid of any light blue, like whitish blue.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught.
Exactly.
Like, be like, no, that's not teal. That's a
it's bad luck.
Aqua.
You know what happens?
You know, it's
mayor,
just
that casino, you're out.
Done.
No longer on the strip.
That's gonna be a hell of a renovation.
Just get a helicopter, lift the building up, and move it.
Mm-hmm.
Gone off the strip.
You're now right next to the airport. Nobody really cares about you. So.
See, this is why I can get behind Las Vegas sports. Is shit like this. One, they're just shit pumping the teams. I mean,
true.
Sweep in the
first
playoff.
First ever
playoff.
In the first
playoff.
Ever playoff.
Franchise. And shit like this. I love it. I love it. I can get behind that. And then they're going to have a football team soon. And hopefully that goes the same way.
I think they still have until 2019. So
yeah, I know. They
have to wait a whole nother season. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, but they'll be ready for it then.
Oh, yeah. Those
they'll be ready for
nuts.
It. They'll have two Stanleys by then.
Raider Nation, baby.
Two Stanleys.
Are they going to update the roster with guys named Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not winning the cup. No.
You're a hockey guy.
Yeah,
you're supposed
to be
a hockey guy. It's actually the guy's last name is Stanley, and then another guy's like Finnish, and it's KUPP, so it's Stanley Cup. It'll be like perfect photo next to each other.
Nice.
Then you got two Stanley Cups.
That's great.
Wow.
He's Finnish. Is that a common Finnish last name?
I have no idea.
Cup?
I just picked a random country. The last thing I have on hockey altogether to update Daniel here. The last matchup, the Winnipeg Jets and the Nashville Predators are set to face off on Friday. Both the teams made it look easy in the first round. The Winnipeg Jets won in 5, so do the Predators. I think Nashville has the edge on this one, though, just because they have the experience, especially after last year going all the way to the Cup Final. And Winnipeg has never really proven to be a strong playoff team.
Right. And when you think Nashville, I mean, they've been in that situation for the past couple of years. I believe they made it to the second round, not last year, not only last year, the year before that. I mean, they've been a playoff team for quite a while now.
Well, they always seem to make the playoffs.
Right,
they're always
exactly.
a top team.
They're always
in
the hunt.
Western
I mean, they knocked off the Blackhawks
last year in sweep 4.
Yep. So I mean, Nashville turning into a little bit of hockey town.
Yeah,
like
they're
it.
Really turning it on. It's a fun little town.
Nashville?
Yeah.
I visited there. Did not have a chance to really explore. I wish I could have spent more time there to explore because I heard it's a rowdy good time.
It's a good time. Anytime, any day of the week, it's wild. I don't even drink and it's a good time.
It's a party.
It's a good time. A lot of music.
Hey, guys. I was thinking.
What were you
thinking? Over the last few days. You know, I was thinking in my shower and something really occurred to me and it's been bugging me and I thought I need to get this out.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm gonna get intimate here with my shower thoughts and prayers on this one. the two main characters in VeggieTales are actually fruit.
Wow.
And it's bugging me.
What are the two main characters?
It's Tom the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber.
Well, this was before the tomato debacle. He was a vegetable at the time.
They still use him as their main character.
I know, but he was a classified vegetable at the time. I think that happened, you know, later in life when he became a fruit. It was official that he was a fruit.
I don't know when this whole thing started with the whole tomato thing, but
yeah. But that's my defense. Who was the other guy?
Larry the Cucumber. If you go by the definition
about that one, yeah. Can't do much about
if
that
you,
one.
If you go by the definition of
it's not
of what a fruit is, it's the seeds are inside, which it is for
inside.
A cucumber, and they come from the flower.
Come from the flower.
So they grow from a flower. It's not the actual part that comes from the ground. They grow from a flower, similar to like an apple or something like that.
Right.
Like an apple. That cucumber does that. Huh. Tomato does that. Yeah. Those are fruit.
Damn it. I'm pissed.
How often, you know,
it's a religious show, so all that's telling me is that religion is a lie.
How often do you think about VeggieTales?
I'm kidding. How often do I think about VeggieTales? Not very often, but I was just scrolling through Reddit and I just saw it.
And like, how dare you say that about religion? We go to a Catholic school.
I know. So sorry about Benedictine University.
Shouts to Ben U
and Tony.
Tony!
Danny, you have a shower T and P for us? T and
I
or P?
I got a T.
Okay.
I have to pee, but I get a T.
Okay.
So this one might be a little shot in the dark. You might agree, you might not. So on the Instagram, it's becoming this time of the year. It's bikini season. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over. We passed spring break, so that was bikini like preseason. That was like spring training.
Right.
That's what we call it in the biz. Bikinis are getting more and more complicated.
Bikinis?
Like, they are like fucking...
You have my attention.
Yeah. It gets people going. My thought is...
Can you stop hitting the mic in your chin?
I'm so intrigued.
Modern bikinis look like when I put my headphones in my pocket.
They're just strings all over.
They're just, I mean, now, like, it used to be just a top and a bottom. Now there's, like, a fucking Venn diagram.
You know what?
Going
even
on,
even
it's
like, the onesies have the cuts all over the sides. It's like, is that even one piece?
And
or?
You know what? Also, now they got the yoga pants with, like, the crisscross applesauce going on the bottom.
That's
now,
thing.
Do they ever, like, when they're putting them on, do they ever snag them on their toe or something? Like,
you
I don't
have
know.
To.
It's like, price
you
pay.
Know what?
That's
women are mystical in that way. I'm sure they get it perfect every single time.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. Right. Well, they get, look at the toe point.
That's true.
Yeah, they're a little more flexible than us guys.
But,
especially
I mean,
here on
it's
this
just,
couch.
I mean.
How about that? Double entendre.
Ho!
Hey-o! But, I mean, do you guys get what I'm saying, though?
They're progressively getting more complicated.
Way more complicated. Yeah. I mean, it used to be just a cut that. And dry, like, you're not wearing a t-shirt, it's a bikini. Like, now it's just like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to tie 14
over.
Different knots to get this one to stay on.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of—it's kind of like the bathing suit version of the shoes that go all the way at the knee, and there's fucking like shoelaces.
Oh, like the big Converse. Shoes, you ever seen the Converse?
I mean,
that
I've
go
seen
up to
Converse
knee.
Ones. I've seen just like the Hercules-looking ones.
Yeah.
Not a fan. One.
Fighting
no,
the
not
Romans.
A fan. Yeah. So, is this going to be? Are we going to see this more often now? Are you think
I
we're going to
sure
get more clothing that's
not.
Just like fucking lines of cloth, just like tied around your body?
I mean, that's, I guess that's kind of how the trend has been going. Right. Is it ripped jeans has been that thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, we're already wearing less clothes. Let's try to just do that again.
Yeah. Do it even more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just,
but
it's mind-boggling.
Thankfully, all three of us guys will never have to experience tying a bikini. Unless that's what you guys
hopefully
are into.
Rather than tying.
If you're
I mean,
a bikini person, Brian, do you often
I mean,
wear bikinis?
No, I
don't have to deal
like,
with
it. No, I don't have to deal with this at all.
But
I'm
what if
sorry,
somebody
just like,
what if somebody asks you to tie their bikini?
No.
No. That's what you
can't.
Like, no.
I don't, I
can't do.
No, speak English.
No English.
And just walk away.
No. I just wanted to give you guys all a quick update. Bruins scored again 6-4.
Wow.
Good call, Dan.
I'm just a hockey guy.
You're
That's what
great.
They say. They call me
Utah's
Hockey
up
Dan.
7.
Call me so, Hockey Dan.
Hell yeah, go Utah. What's your shower thought since
we
got some good ones going?
I wrapped it up with my... I pretty much wrapped up with my competitive golf career. Been playing since I've been a freshman in high school.
Wait.
How do you feel?
Oh,
wrong one.
after Sunday, we have one more tournament on Sunday. It might be a little emotional. I'm not going to lie, because it's been a big part of my life.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I got pretty emotional after my last volleyball game in college.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
dude.
A tough time.
I broke down, yeah.
But golf is the only game where being subpar is okay. Like
you golf's know, the only game where being,
cause,
lowest cause, score wins.
Yeah, because when you shoot 72, it's called par.
Yeah.
So you want to go sub 72.
Is
would be
par
ideal.
Is every course 72
pretty
for par?
Much? There's a whole like there's some 71s, but 72 for the most part, yes. But usually subpar is like, oh, you did shitty. How'd you do? Subpar. Oh, yeah, it was awful. But if you're in golf, it went subpar. They're like, nice. That was pretty good.
Now, was that? Is that the only way that term's used? Is like in golf, like actually.
No, we don't really use the term subpar in golf.
So
that's not a thing, really. No.
So like, it's only used as a,
you'd say
a
like
saying,
a bogey,
saying like,
double bogey,
"Oh, like how was that party?"
Yeah,
well, it was subpar.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but like,
or you say, "I
so
was, I was two
that?
Under."
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I shot 200 today. You know,
but like,
never. Yeah. Like, oh, you had a 70.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I've never like heard par
like 300
out of golf.
Nice.
That's a little golf
par
golf humor.
There you go. Yeah, I've never heard par outside of golf.
Really?
No, have you ever heard someone say?
I mean,
like, oh,
I know
so
like,
par.
But like that's what par,
like,
par
like,
means, like
these
par for the course,
like,
you know.
These
like,
standards are up to par. Like, have you ever heard someone say, "Oh, like these are up to par"? Like your things are, your electronics are up to par. Never heard anyone say that one?
Yeah, no, I get it, but like, it's a reference to golf, isn't it?
I think it's
saying that it's like it, you're right
I guess
on track.
So, yeah.
You're right on track.
Yeah.
So
I, guess so.
I don't get how that's saying. This is a shower thought from your shower thought, is how. Subpar became a saying that was meant to be the opposite.
That's true. You stumped me. How did
now your mind's did, like one of those bikinis? It's all
that,
twisted.
Yeah, good one.
How do you like them apples? And that's a callback to his fruit and vegetable
how do you like
debacle.
Them apples or vegetables?
Whoa!
You get it?
Okay. Hey. Whoa. This still angers me.
Yeah. Still.
You're lying
still
to the kids.
Touching a touchy subject.
But the children love the books. It's one of my favorite lines.
Oh, the books.
But the children love the books.
What I love to do.
What do you love to
argue.
Oh, no.
I love to argue with Brian's like about certain topics that I don't know about until I'm told.
Yep.
And yeah. That's what we're going to do because now we're going to play America's favorite
argument
game.
Favorite argument game.
A is for arguments.
Wow. We got to do this
America's favorite. Our not so favorite.
Our not so favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean,
I would say like out of our top 10, it's
8.
Yeah.
9.
We don't even have 10.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
sucks anyway.
But well, maybe I should be better at it.
Hit me.
All right.
What's the topic
what
today?
We,
oh,
well,
by the way,
I think you guys
I
can
won
get
the last
more
one. I won the last
did.
One.
Yes, last
my
one.
ATVs
did,
over here.
It's 3-2.
Actually, I think it's still under protest.
3-2. Yeah. No, they came back and said.
Are you sure?
Play stands.
I think we should have left that one up to. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to comment or review who you thought won the A's for arguments between ATV and jet skis. Because I want a real answer from the people. I still think you're too biased. I'm not loud in that one. I'm sorry. It's out there.
I think it happened.
It's under protest. So,
I mean,
fans,
what if
this
nobody
one's
answers?
On you.
What if nobody answers? Then I
hope. I hope there's one answer, and it's jet ski.
How about, and we can have the fans comment on this one too to see.
Well,
who
this
they
one
believe.
That's if it's under.
Well, how about one of you guys make a
under protest?
Under
how about one of you guys make a goddamn Twitter and Instagram and throw out some polls?
How about you get on with A's for arguments?
All right. Damn, well, here we go. So A's for arguments. I think it's a little more even today. We got the best day of school when we were younger. All right. So what got your jollies going more when you were younger than when you walked into class and you saw the teacher rolling in the TV? Or you got scooters in gym.
Are you talking about those little
sit on the scooters? You play any?
Yes, I like. Oh man, I don't know. See, like those two experiences for me didn't really resonate. I guess.
No.
Well, I guess I win by default.
Yeah, kind of. Anyways, let's.
like you didn't like those days.
Shall we rock paper scissors to see?
I was thinking like field trip. Or what's that one day? Like it's like an institute.
Oh yeah,
day
teachers institute.
No,
that's where you don't even show up.
Yeah, it's the one where they like bring all the obstacle course and the blow up things, like a field day.
Field trip day and field day.
I never had a field day.
You guys
day.
Never had a field day?
No.
I mean, oh, we man, did, but like, out. It was...
Ours was bitching. We had like obstacle courses. we had all these different games. It was literally just, guys, we're going to take half the school day. We're just going to be outside today.
That's okay. Dope. That sounds dope.
Yeah, so that was a field day. That's what got my jollies going.
Well, yeah, it definitely
scooters,
gets you going.
Scooters
you...
or a TV. Let's do this. Rock, is, paper, scissors.
Is get your jollies going something that you guys say?
It's Have you never heard that?
It's one of my favorite
never
sayings.
Never heard anyone say my jollies.
You've never heard any of my sayings.
Yeah, your sayings are weird.
Okay.
Shall we rock, paper, scissors?
Let's do this. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Got it.
There we go.
What were my options again?
Because they didn't stand out to you, the scooters or when the TV rolls in.
I'm gonna go with scooters.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, can I go back?
No.
No.
I'll take the TV.
Okay. Scooters.
I was gonna say scooters. I did not think you were gonna pick scooters.
So I have to defend the best day of school being TV. When the teacher rolls in the TV.
Yeah, and you have to defend the scooters. Let me get the clock going.
I mean, I already know how this is going to end, so.
Well, I with don't. That attitude.
I don't. Yeah, it ends with me kicking your ass.
Oh, let me introduce you to my foot in your ass.
All right, so we have so a minute Albert. On the clock. Does Donnie go first, right?
Albert.
Right,
yeah, you get to go first because I want you to go first. That's why it's distracting you. I'm Albert.
A minute on the clock. Starting...
Okay, so you're sitting in science, and what better way to learn a science lesson than have your very hungover teacher with her Ray-Ban sunglasses perched on her face, feet up on the desk, then a very blurry TV monitor wheeled in on a very large stand, and guess who is sitting behind that black screen? It is Bill Nye, the science guy. And that's who we watched when I was in grade school. And Bill Nye taught me science better than any teacher has ever taught me. And he even had an astrophysics black guy in his co-host. And for right now, I can't remember his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you. You should have told me that name. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysics black guy. And Bill Nye could only be brought to children's faces through this beautiful TV screen, and that's why that is the best day of the year, because I get to learn about science through Bill Nye.
That took a turn. I didn't think you were going to go... I forgot Bill Nye was like a main... Mm-hmm. I was like, where is he going with this? Drunk?
Never watched Bill Nye in elementary school.
Are you serious?
Dude, your school
sucked.
You gotta listen to my entire sentence. Elementary school. I watched it in junior high all the time for our science classes, because some of them actually made sense. We had to learn things.
When you guys weren't playing with their field day.
That was in elementary school.
Damn it. Your school's weird.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How do you not...
Give Brian a minute.
We got a minute on the clock. Starting.
All right, so you envision this. You're walking down the hallway. You're with your classmates. All 26 of you walking in a line. And you get to your gym class, and you're thinking you're running the mile. Your teacher's been hyping it all week to terrify you. And they roll out the rolly scooters for you. And all you get to do is basically play bumper cars with each other while you play tag. That is pure joy and freedom. Okay? That is what it means to have love in your life. You got to have the roller scooters. The TV's nice. You get to sit down, not do anything in class. You can zone out. But the rolly scooters, you're getting your exercise. You're having fun with your friends. You're competitive. And it keeps your mind going. You're breaking a sweat. And you know what? That's the problem with kids today. They're spending too much time watching that TV in class. Not enough time getting that exercise, rolling around on your roller scooters. Get your exercise. Have fun with your friends.
Okay?
Wow.
Got one.
That sounded like a PSA.
Oh my god,
that was a really good argument.
But also, your argument started off very similar to mine in that there was a hypothetical situation of your class.
You walk into class, yeah,
and something was being rolled out in front of you, and this time this was the yellow scooters with the handles. All right.
Oh, yours were yellow. Yeah. Ours were. Before we go on, a little side note. Ours, we usually did them for a heart thing. Like we tried to simulate a heart.
Yeah. Oh, we did that. We did
that
one.
You had blue scooters when you didn't have oxygen, and then red when you had oxygen.
What?
We didn't have...
I made a switch, yeah. It was like halfway through, because you go through the right ventricle and into that other one.
Oh, we had something similar, but like all the obstacles...
PE class, actually.
All the obstacles were blue on one side and all the But that, like our scooters were like multicolored. We had purple, yellow, green. Like we had all. We had
ours were all blue and red. I don't know how they did that, but yes, similar with the whole heart thing. You know, you go one side is red.
Now that was a fun day in gym too.
Yeah, that was a great day in gym. Anyways,
that was a very good argument though.
Rebuttal.
Very passionate.
Thank you.
30 seconds on the clock. Starting. Go.
So sure, rolling around on a yellow scooter does seem like fun, but when you are a bigger individual and your arms are a little bit longer than the rest of the students in your class, rolling over your finger on a yellow scooter without the handles is the worst, and I'm saying this out loud, the worst pain you will ever fear, the worst pain you will ever feel as a child going through elementary school. Rolling over your finger with a yellow scooter is horrible.
Why doesn't it do for the 30-second one?
What?
He doesn't have his computer for both.
Oh.
He was just late to the party.
Oh. Yeah, I turned and then I had to look and then make sure which key I was doing. But, okay. Brian, 30 seconds on the clock. Starting now. Wrong button. Go.
Can I get a restart, please? I'm down 4 seconds.
We need a restart.
Starting yeah, can 30. I please get a restart?
And we're starting.
I don't know what I'm going to be debating, though. Here we go. Yes, it may hurt to roll over your finger. If you're the one obese kid that's rolling around on the yellow scooter, apparently, because it's yellow. But honestly, when I think about TVs, I honestly think they're kind of a waste of space. How many do you actually learn anything when you're watching that thing in class? You, maybe, but 90% of the kids, they're just spacing out. Get your activity, motherfucker.
That was a good pun in the spacing out, especially with Bill Nye. Yes, he usually talks about space and stuff. Good pun. I hand it to you.
Yeah, nice. And what'd you call him? What'd you call Neil deGrasse Tyson?
The astrophysics black guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That man.
I didn't know what I was going to rebuttal. My first argument was like spot on, and that's everything I wanted to say overall. And
I was going to say, your first argument was phenomenal. Your second argument was phenomenal.
I don't know if his second one was phenomenal.
Well, I don't know if your first one was phenomenal.
It was better than his first one. I'll say that.
All right. Neither of them were phenomenal. Your first one was better. Your second one was better. I feel like I shouldn't be deciding this. I feel like... well, we got to get people to vote. If people voted, then we can have them decide.
5-star review, give us a vote. Or a 4-star review.
Or give us one if you hate me.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Or me. Just let us know.
Me know. Be honest.
Brian sucks.
Brian is the worst debater.
I'm the master debater.
Fuck you. I was going to say that. Gotcha. Anyway, so who won this day?
Brian's like, get down to business. This one was a tight one. I'm going to be honest with both of you. It was a tight one. You both had very good points. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's all about passion in this argument. And I think who had this passion this week is Donnie. You could already tell Brian had the passion this week. And he just shut it down. I mean, his first argument was on point. Donnie, your arguments were great. Don't get me wrong. Bill Nye, very strong. I mean, hungover teacher, couldn't it be more accurate?
Right.
Especially looking back now, 2020 hindsight, I mean, these teachers were fucked up. They were getting fucked. But
what fucking school are
I'm
you
like
guys
a Tuesday.
In?
Well, yeah, my science teacher.
You're in fucking blood school with fields everywhere.
Blood school? Blood school. None of my, like, thinking
I'm
back,
angry.
Like, we never had any days where our teacher just rolled out a TV or anything like that. It was usually we had a substitute teacher, so they weren't capable of actually teaching us or something.
We would just, like, we'd be in class and they'd be like, oh, like, I know we were going to do this thing today, but, like, it didn't work out, so we're going to watch this TV show.
We watched
and it doesn't even matter what we, sometimes, actually, when I was in middle school, I was in a class with Brennan, and we would actually just turn on the TV and start watching it, and the teacher would be like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this now.
Well, your teacher was shit.
Oh, she was the best, actually. We would do so much shit and get away with it.
So you could just push her around, basically.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was, and we had her for 3 classes.
What a pushover.
We had her for 3 classes, and it was just always like that.
Was that a scooter pun? Because you push around on the scooter?
Ooh, scooter puns.
You're just actively looking for puns now.
Yeah. I love puns.
Yep. We're just punning it up. But Brian is at 4. Donnie's at 2.
Donnie's I'm making the playoffs right now.
Well, son of a bitch. Both you guys are
2-4 in arguments. And whatever, it's fine. It's
I mean,
fine.
Hey, okay. I think all next right. week if you bring the passion, you bring the arguments. I gotta find a one that reached Brian more in the heart.
Yeah,
I feel
fair.
Like you know.
You know, it's funny. I was totally talking myself down before that thing even started, and then I was like, you know what? I need to stand up for America.
Maybe
and we need to get up.
Maybe that's why.
Get healthy.
Maybe that's what
you brought
what,
the passion with Chicago sports. How passionate are you about Chicago sports?
Tell Apparently me in not passionate
2 to 3 minutes.
Nobody heard anything.
Nobody
from
got up to that.
Tell me in 2 to 3 minutes. Now go.
Nobody was passionate. You guys were all just dead. Something.
Bitch, Jonathan Hood.
Under the hood.
Thought I had it. I thought I had it.
Honestly, I thought you, and me, and then probably one or two other people.
They
out
look
like
prepared.
The 20.
But I got a question for you guys.
What's up?
Would you rather do that whole thing over again, or move on to our next segment, which is Would You Rather?
I would rather move on to Would You Rather.
Wow.
Oh, you want to play America's favorite Would You Rather game?
I would.
What? People, and Would You Rather?
People are talking about the America's biggest pastime.
Okay. Would You Rather?
It's Would You Rather.
Do you want me to go first this week?
Yeah, lead it off.
Why don't you lead off?
Well, gentlemen, would you rather have intercourse with a goat and have everyone not know that you did it, and no one will ever know that you did it?
So it's in the privacy of your own home.
And will be forever. Mm-hmm. But you did have intercourse with the goat. You had sex with a, with a goat.
I had sex with a goat, yeah.
Or you didn't.
I'm just going to clip that out.
I had sex with a goat. Or.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry,
that's going to be our promo.
That's great.
Yeah,
that'll
sex
get the
with a goat. What about it?
It'll get the clicks. Or you didn't have sex with a goat in the privacy of your own home. You did not. But everyone, all your friends.
Think you did.
Think you did and know that you did. Like,
well, they don't know that you did. They think that they know
think
that you did.
They
everybody
think that
thinks.
They know.
Like, there's not one person that's like, no, I don't think you did that. But everyone's
everybody
like,
thinks you
did. You did it.
It's just one time, right?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, it's just one encounter. But you're still be.
But you'd
Brian,
have to fuck a goat. That's
Brian boned a goat.
Chicken fucker. You know, it just makes me think of Super Troopers.
Shouts to Super Troopers 2, 420
already,
came out.
Saw it.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Nice, good for them.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, this one's one of those ones where you don't want to answer.
This sounds like a
because there's no good
trigger.
Answer.
But this is America's favorite Would You Rather game.
Yeah, that's the problem because we have to answer.
Uh-huh.
Do you haven't? I do.
I'm not really into bestiality, but I also don't need my home life, my work life, and my personal life all ruined because everybody
thinks
I fucked
a goat. Yeah, that's what like
I'm
outweighing.
So
is,
I'm thinking in the privacy of my own home, in this clearly hypothetical world where I only have these two options, I'm probably going to fuck a goat. No big deal.
You can clip that. You can clip that too.
I'm gonna cut
I'll
that
probably
one
just fuck a goat.
Yeah.
Danny, hit me.
I think I agree with Brian on the fact that it would be too impactful to have the fake news going around that you did fuck a goat. It would be too impactful affecting your personal life. I mean, who is going to want to date the goat fucker?
The goat fucker, yeah.
Who's going to want to date the goat fucker?
True.
Now, the problem is,
what if you
if
actually
you,
fuck
yeah,
a goat?
If you
and,
date,
then like,
and then they are actually dating a goat fucker.
But they don't,
but
know,
they don't
that.
Know that.
Exactly.
But
that's not, really. Yeah, they don't know that.
That's, you know, what mama don't know, don't hurt her.
True.
That's a classic. But it's
are you going to bang that goat? Are you going to bang that goat?
Look him in the eye and give him a straight answer, Danny.
I'm going to take the option where people think that I did,
really,
but I didn't.
Oh, so it's more of a personal thing for you. Like, oh, I never did fuck that goat. Though.
No, I'm gonna go the other way. I gotta fuck the goat because
nice.
It's too much. Like having everybody think that in one
like
note.
Everybody.
Because like imagine like arguing it too. Like, no, I didn't fuck the goat. And they're like, no, you did. And you're like, nothing's more frustrating when you know that they're wrong,
but you
and
can't prove it.
You can't prove them wrong. So, you gotta
bite the bullet.
And no, you gotta.
You gotta
screw the goat.
To bone that.
You gotta Black Mirror that goat.
Ugh.
Nice.
And if you've never seen Black Mirror.
No. Episode 1.
Episode
starts
1.
Off very
just,
hot.
You know what? I'm not even gonna.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You already know
about.
What the scenario
you
know, is.
You've never seen it?
But I'm in.
You've never seen the
you've
first
seen
episode
Black
of
Mirror?
Black Mirror?
No.
Okay, we're not gonna.
Wait, have you ever seen Black Mirror?
No. Why would I see the rest of it if I didn't see the first
they,
episode?
None of the
because
stuff, none of the episodes
they
don't connect.
Yeah, they don't connect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's literally like all
of. Oh, you know what? Nope, still haven't.
Oh, okay. I almost was like, oh yeah, and he's all done.
Donnie, should we ruin it for him or no?
No. We'll let him watch it. Okay. Donnie, would you fuck a goat?
In a world where reputation means everything, coming to theaters near you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like a movie.
Based on a true story.
Oh boy.
Donnie fucked a goat.
Donnie bones the goat.
All right, so we're all boning.
We're all
goat.
Fucking goats.
Yeah. We're all goat fuckers. Guys.
That was the longest we've debated over a would you rather so far.
Yeah, that's Donald. One of the.
Well done, Donnie. Nice pat on the back.
Well,
go ahead, Brian.
I'll lighten it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll lighten it up Danny. A little bit. So this one's more of a, I guess, an efficiency question of life. Would you rather be able to download anything you want to know and just like import it into your brain, and that's how you learn stuff, or would you rather never have to eat again to like be, you know, energetic and, you know, healthy?
I'm gonna go with the
download.
The download.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
I love eating.
I enjoy eating and tasting food so much. And I don't know what my body would do if I couldn't taste the delicious cream filling of a ho-ho or
now, a Twinkie. If you didn't have to eat again, though.
The cream filling of a goat.
Donnie, let me.
No. I'm
going.
I can't even finish it.
I'm just going to move on.
Yes.
What were you gonna
Donnie,
say?
Think about all the money you would save from not eating.
Okay.
And you could just buy shoes.
What? Wait a second.
You know, like, I mean, think about how much money you spend on groceries, because you don't have to buy any food. You don't have to buy any food.
I'd be a rich man.
You'd be a rich man.
That's really
all I spend
my money on.
Yeah, I mean, think about, because that's the only, like, really temporary thing that's in your life. Everything else is in there until it's either broken or.
Does everybody not have to eat, or just me?
It would just be you. Like, you'd either be able to download stuff, or you'd have to...
See, I'm going to expand on mine. I do download, because what I'm doing, I really have to be informed and inform the people. Mm-hmm. So if I really want to know on the information, I want to download it.
Well,
I'm not necessarily
like,
worried about not eating or drinking anymore.
Well, and you could just be like, I want to be a astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm. Astrophysics black guy?
But yeah, well, you can only do the astrophysics part.
Sure.
I can get really tan.
Mm-hmm.
Still wouldn't be black. But...
Ethiopian?
Ask
no,
logic.
Because that's
what about logic?
No, because that's
what about logic?
Well, he's half black, half white.
Yeah, but everybody looks at him, and he basically looks like he's white.
Keyword in that one was basically.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at him,
white guy.
Say you
black.
don't know anything about him.
White guy.
You just look. Thank you.
I feel like
you don't know anything about him. You don't know he's a hip hop guy. You just looked at him.
You don't know he could solve a Rubik's cube while freestyling with his eyes closed.
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he
actually
that.
Holy like, shit, really smart.
That's awesome.
He's an incredible human being.
Have you actually guys seen the Netflix documentary on him?
No, I haven't seen it.
No,
it's actually
I haven't.
Really good.
I haven't. Step I up saw my it, but don't, yeah, don't get away from this conversation.
No, but it's... Donnie sucks at Netflix. That's what we've learned today. We're all goat fuckers, and Donnie sucks at Netflix. I think I got to go downloading, too.
Yeah.
Download.
Because, like, I mean, you could save a lot of money by not eating, but I think you got to a good point where you're saying, does everybody do it? Mm-hmm. If you have a family, you're still going to have to feed them, and that's...
But you're single and living alone
now
by
that's
yourself
the thing.
In Wisconsin.
So then you don't have to worry about food either.
Imagine going out on a date.
Don't have to eat.
That's
one.
An awkward date.
That's such an awkward date.
What
like,
if
you're
you, like, just
at
bought
table?
Food and just didn't eat it? You just, like...
Put it to
just,
your mouth.
No, you just
chewed
say,
it up
yeah.
and spit it out into the napkin.
No, like you just had like a piece of chicken. You just like took it up and just like put it back down. Like don't even put it in your mouth. Just like just did the motion.
Oh, I really hate this.
It's kind of like when you're at a bar and like you don't want to have a drink, but you just hold the drink. And
you're trying to take advantage of the girl, so you pretend to drink.
I'm sorry.
What's your would you rather, Brian?
What just happened?
We're learning a lot.
All right.
What's your would you rather, Brian?
My
please.
Would you rather? Would you rather sweat Cheese Whiz for the rest of your life or throw up once a day for the rest of your life?
Oh,
I'm
going
to puke my brains out every day.
Yeah,
I'm going to make
gonna,
it a spectacle.
Yeah.
I'm going
to go.
I'm going
to
make it a
puke your brains out. You just
got to
at least throw up once. Okay. Right, okay. If you want to spew it,
I'm going to do the brain spewing out your brains.
I'm thinking about this. Definitely don't want no Cheese Whiz coming out my arm. Definitely
yeah, I
was
going
to say, don't
like,
want no Cheese Whiz coming
lot.
Out my forehead.
Well, like, you're just wearing, like, a white shirt, and then your armpits are orange.
Orange cheese. Oh, but think of it like, coming from your hair. When you sweat from your head, when you, like,
yeah.
run.
Well, then
it,
you might
you
look like the
exercise?
Gatorade commercial.
Think about it. You're getting swass. It's a cheesy ass now.
A chass.
It's a chass.
Then you're cheesing.
Guys, I'm chassing right now. I got
what if you
ass.
Now, what if you just constantly carried around crackers?
Oh, then you'd be a reasonable man.
But
it's perfectly good cheese whiz. It's not
sweaty. Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's not like it's not salty. Sweaty. It's not salty cheese whiz.
It's just cheese whiz. It's like, oh, yeah. Guys, let me go run on the treadmill to get us some cheese whiz.
You guys hungry?
For the party.
I'm gonna jog. Cheese whiz. I'll come back.
I got this.
What did you think of sweating cheese whiz? What did you think of that?
I saw a different Would You Rather online, and I was like, I kind of want to put my own stuff.
He's like, well, I was having cheese whiz the other day.
I was thinking, what if this came out of my ass?
Just shitting out cheese whiz.
What if you shit out your dick or pee out your ass?
Man, I really hate throwing up, but I think I'm going to have to go with throwing up as well.
Yeah, I think it's just, like,
I like
can you,
throwing up.
Do you get to choose?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was going to say, it honestly does feel great after. Like you.
Well, yeah, because you never feel terrible before you throw up, and then once you throw up, it's like, all right, I got everything that I needed out of my body.
Okay, well, also, like, imagine, like, playing any sport and then just being, like, covered in cheese.
Yeah. Don't pass it to Donnie. We'll just get cheese on the ball. Please. Donnie, can you
sit out? I
definitely
could not have set a ball.
If you were setting with cheese whiz on hand.
Yeah. I mean, it would get in your eyes.
How are you going to set middle with cheese whiz all over the place? You wouldn't.
I don't know.
Shit. But that might bring us
that
to
our final.
Our final segment here.
I will end it. I'll die.
As you're going
I'll be
last?
The last one,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So this is questions and concerns, where we sort of wrap things up here with that we noticed throughout the week or throughout the day or throughout the episode, like last week, where we sort of talk about one question that we have or just a general concern. And my concern for the week is that it's actually similar to Brian's previous few, referees are just god-awful now.
Yes.
Traveling is no longer a thing. It's blatantly missed a lot.
It's just allowed.
It's missed a lot of the time. And the way I was taught basketball and me noticing things, traveling is just not a thing anymore.
You know what it is? It's because the kids don't know how to read a clock anymore.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. That's probably what
the root of all this is.
Think about it. They can't count.
Yeah.
Can't count steps?
Can't count steps.
I get it now. It makes sense.
I mean, it's becoming a problem, though.
How many basketball players are from the UK, though? It's not a lot of
Wu Al Dang.
They all are because we were a British colony.
Not technically, he's from Africa, but he relocated to the UK with his family at a young age.
And he learned how to.
Do you think he knows how to talk to him?
I bet you he's better at using a sundial than kids are using at that fucking clock. A
sundial?
He's really good with sundial, people say.
I don't know.
Sundial guy.
People say he's a big sundial guy.
That's my concern.
I mean, yeah, even like me not being a basketball guy, like I've seen it, and I was just like, wait.
You're going to let him get away with
that? Yeah, it's like, that's a trap. Like, can I do that?
It easily happens at least 3 to 4 times a game.
Where they're blatantly missed.
Noticeably.
Yes.
Badly missed.
Yes.
Noticeably. Like, there's somewhere like.
I feel like they wanted to let Oladipo get away with his, but they're like, too many people notice that one.
Okay, we
got to call that one.
We'll get exposed for this one. Shit.
So mine kind of goes back to my hashtag, with these kids are the worst kind of human beings.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know if it's kids should be on leashes. We need to keep them in close. Because it's just a problem. I've been in the grocery store. Little fucker's just running around. Like, where's mom? Like, what is she doing that this kid is running down the dairy aisle just doing whatever the fuck he wants? Today, I was at a shoot at a school surrounded by kids. The worst.
Terrible.
First of all, everybody's staring at me just because you have a... Oh, yeah. And I got to go back tomorrow. It's going to suck.
Thoughts and prayers again.
Yeah, and I got to listen to the same fucking musical twice. You guys get those snaps today? Dancing Twinkies?
Yes.
What the fuck? Should have taken something before. It was it was at a school, so there was kids obviously in the plays. That wasn't that bad because I just didn't look at them. But they're all staring at me because I'm wearing blackout and I got a beard just so I don't look like a kid or a teacher. And they're just like, "Who the fuck is this kid?"
Do you need a seat, young man?
Yeah. And then all the little
like Robin Williams from Big.
Do you need a seat? Was that one?
It's very similar. But so there's little kids running around. I got a good $10,000 camera on my tripod. I'm on a raised surface, and these little fuckers are running around, and they like kicked my tripod like 3 times. I mean, they almost took this thing down. I had to tell them, tell the parents, like, yay, hey, like, one, there's a fucking play going on, so sit down and watch that. It's a, I mean, it's horrible play, horrible production, but why don't we go ahead and just pay attention to that? And then these fuckers are running around. They're kicking my equipment. So we need to put them on leashes. We need to keep them close and just, you know, tackle that all in one bit.
Two stories.
Yeah.
To go on top of yours.
Yeah.
One of them happened, when was the last day that worked? Monday. This kid came in with his mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is probably like one or two, so it's starting to run around wherever the hell it wants to go. Ran into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, not into the kitchen.
Not a place for kids.
No, definitely not a place for kids. Yeah. There's hot pans, things on fire.
Sharp things.
Yes, many sharp things.
Sharp, so, hot things. Not good.
Were the parents like, where did he...
The dad went outside, and then the mom was like trying to follow it, and the kid just ran, and the mom was walking. He's like, no, no. It's like, run after your fucking kid.
Yeah, do something.
Anyways, the other one that I had was, have you been to the DQ that's up by Ogden and Washington?
No.
The one that looks like a barn, basically.
It's over. Oh, the one by Lee's.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the one right by Lee's.
Yeah. That DQ next to
Lee's. I've never been there, but I know which one you're talking about.
There's the DQ, then you have a little drive pathway for cars, and then you go to the rest of the little strip mall. Yeah. So I'm pulling around, and these two suburban moms just doing what they fucking do, just sitting on the corner, chit-chatting with each other. And luckily, I'm going 5 miles an hour, because I saw that there were kids before I started driving. Because this one kid just ran right out in front of my car, and I slammed on my brakes, and his momentum carried into my car, and he slammed into my car. And
You hit a kid?
No, I didn't. I was stopped.
Hit your car?
Correct.
You hit a kid with your car.
The kid hit my car.
Was that for the line drive you took in fifth grade?
Yes, yeah. It was all to get back at that kid.
You fucked a goat, you hit a kid.
And you took a line drive to the back.
Here's the whole moral of the story. So this kid runs out, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? And I'm freaking out in my head, and then I just look over at this mom. She goes, Brandon, don't run. And I look out the window. I was like, mom of the year.
Yeah, seriously.
Grab your fucking kid, because
Brandon,
I almost just...
don't run. Really great advice, mother.
Yeah, I was like, how are you not watching your kid in this high traffic area?
Put your kid
on a leash.
Did he hit your car hard?
I think we got fanned. Injured?
It was like a...
He was like running. Moderate.
Yeah, and he had to stop himself, and My car was hurt.
Is it dented?
Oh, yeah.
Was the grill?
Oh, yeah.
What if it just had like a face print on it?
I had to get a whole new car.
Like Jesus's cloth from the walk up to the.
But yeah, so this kid like ran out and ran into my car, and yeah, put your kid on a fucking leash.
Right now, I'm imagining like one of those like Russian insurance scams. Yeah. Where, like, the people are just like running and like diving on the hoods.
New dash cam.
But yeah, I mean,
trust
kids,
falling onto
kids
a Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah, it's just boom. But kids are the worst. And the shitty part is, I gotta be an uncle in a couple months, so like now I gotta like start liking kids.
No, that's when you buy the leash for yourself, so you can have the kid on the leash.
Well, see, Brennan and I were talking, and we were saying like he was like, "Oh, your brother's not your brother's pregnant, but your brother's having a kid." And I'm like,
miracle.
"I'm like, yeah, you know, it is." You know, I was like, "I'm not a big baby guy, so I'm not too excited about it." But
you don't have to be though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm excited for like the family to expand and for them to be taking that step forward. But like, I'm not excited for them to be like at Thanksgiving dinner, be like, "Hey, you watch him. I'm gonna go get dinner." I'm like, now I got a baby in my hand. I'm not a baby guy. I don't hold babies. Like when people are at a party and they're like passing the baby around, I'm like, "No, I'm good." Like, puff, puff, pass. No, I'm good.
You're like, passing up on that?
Yeah, thing. Pass. I mean, like, it's just... but Brennan and I were talking, if it's a boy, I can get on that train. We can make him into a world star baseball player, and it's just going to be great. If it's a girl, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Embrace debate. You have a boy. Do you let him do the normal sports, or do you just try to make him a superstar in an obscure sport?
What do you mean
do
obscure?
The normal sport?
Like a cricket. That's the obscure ones. Football, baseball, basketball,
now
hockey.
See, if you do like an obscure one, I feel like he's going to get bullied in school.
Is anybody going to fuck with a jiu-jitsu black belt?
No, that's not.
Is it like
obscure?
A cheerleader?
I feel like that's obscure. That's not a main sport.
Cheerleader? Cheerleading?
Or cheerleading. Right,
do not get me in that conversation. I'm not going into that loophole.
Cheerleading's not a sport.
We'll get to that next week.
Yeah that's a thing for another day. Anyways, that was kind of my like, little brace debate.
Yeah, I mean,
that's fine. You don't want my
no,
question.
I was just
going to hear your concern.
Yeah.
Okay, my question and concern, I was actually hoping we're going to have, you know, half a second to debate a little bit.
Well, sorry.
Wow, guys. It really has not been our episode. I thought we were ending strong there. Anyways, how much stuff do I really need for a one-bedroom apartment? I was thinking about this. Like, what
one
I need to
bring. One-bedroom apartment, not studio.
Correct.
Not a studio.
So you need a loo. I have a kitchen. It comes with a microwave, dishwasher, refrigerator.
Refrigerator with a water spout, or do you have to have a Brita?
No, I'm going to have Brita.
Okay. All right. So that's
one thing. I mean, it's an apartment complex. It's not a condo.
Got to have a Brita.
Let's get away here.
Got to have a Brita.
But I was thinking, like, things on the wall and everything like that. I have a Panda sign, like Panda Express, that I drunkenly acquired.
As we talked about earlier.
Yep.
Sticky
Fingers Bri. I got a couple Hams posters that are prime time.
I mean, you got a lot of posters in the garage you should probably take.
Yeah, those were part of it. And then some of my great-grandmother's paintings. And then I was just thinking about other things I needed to bring.
Well, like what furniture-wise? So you need, for a bedroom, you need a bed, you need a dresser, you need... Well, do you even need a dresser? You can fit everything in your closet? Or?
Oh, dude, this closet is huge. It's so as long as this room right here.
Oh, it's a big closet. So you might not even need a dresser.
Big-ass closet.
I know. It's
borderline walk-in.
It is a walk-in closet. Oh,
God. Well, there you go. So I don't think you need a dresser. I think you can fit it all in the closet. So you just need a bed, a nightstand, maybe a desk in there. And then
I was thinking of having like a table in the kitchen area that I can kind of use as a desk as well.
Like the kitchen table? Or
yeah. Like, I don't not buy a desk, just use a kitchen table.
Okay. I mean, definitely, especially if you have like a mobile workstation you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot, something you got to plan.
I was like, I don't.
Do you guys have everything like from school and stuff?
For the most part, I have my TV from school that I can bring. I also have a mini fridge, I guess, I can bring. I always use that as a side table in my room, but it's if I have nice the refrigerator have. And it's just me in the place, why would I need a mini fridge?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely like a lot. I'm ready to. I got everything I need. You good?
Yeah, I just burped. I didn't want to burp in the mic.
All right, please, next time, burp in the mic.
Okay, I want everybody to know.
Please, God.
All right, please do. But yeah, that's. I mean,
it's a good question.
I'm gonna have a love seat. I'm gonna try to get a like a recliner, love so seat. I can have three different seats.
Fuck yeah.
And then I don't know. Like in my bedroom, it's just my bed. And then.
Are you taking like a U-Haul up to Wisconsin?
Not the first month, because the first month I'm just living there until another lease opens up.
And then
I'm moving into the other one. So then I'm going to come back down here, get a trailer, bring the stuff
We
up.
Should drive up the second time.
With me.
And then we could do a podcast in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
How far is it from Milwaukee? Milwaukee's halfway.
Milwaukee is a little under halfway. So like it's 90 minutes for you. It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes for me.
So it's not halfway.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's convenient for you, but not for me.
I was going to say we could hit a Brewers game, but
I'm willing to make that track. Don't you worry.
We'll see. But yeah, that would be pretty cool, you know, a little road trip, a little, we'll be done with school by then.
Couch coaches in Wisconsin.
On the move. Road
we'll
trip
on,
style.
We'll be on the move.
Let's do it at the
road
fucking
trip.
Brewers game.
Miller Park.
Yeah, there we go. We'll just walk and be like, no, these are mics. We're going to do
we're
a podcast.
VIP. We're press.
Yeah.
We're press.
Yeah, we're media.
You've heard of us.
Where
trust
do we
me.
Go? Where's the press box? Can
Tony
we get up
here?
There, please?
Tony,
yeah.
Please?
Tony? Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, speaking of Tony, again, my apologies for my actions earlier, Tony.
He'll understand.
I think he got it. Like, okay. I think he... And is he's not Italian.
He is Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, Tony.
Tony.
Oh, that case. Let's be super offensive.
Yeah, yeah. Like being offensive. Ah, yeah. So, Tony.
Big
Stone.
But seriously, Tony Riva?
Tony Riva.
Yeah,
Tony Riva. Shout out to you.
Him.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, not only thank you for listening, thank you for letting us know that you enjoy the podcast or at least listen to the podcast. You don't have to enjoy it. Just like it.
Hey,
maybe cast your vote, Tony. Let us know who won, jet skis or ATVs.
Yes.
And then
That one before anything else.
Okay. Well, we'll start with that one. We'll tackle that beast first.
I need answers. Sorry.
Brian's really hung up on this. He's like 10 years down the line. He's going to come back. I fucking jet
damn
skis
it!
Won. God damn it.
Jet skis.
Damn it. But yeah, this is episode 6.
6 in the books.
We are on two hands, people, except for
Antonio Alfonseca.
Antonio Alfonseca,
He's still on one.
This is at Danny Cabs on the producing side. That's at Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Donnie Rollins. You're going to find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Don Roll.
But he's not a doctor.
Oh, we didn't give the shout out yet. Grindr, thank you very much.
Thanks, Grindr.
Helping us out.
And speaking of Grindr, I have to mention my username.
Oh, yes.
My Grindr username can be found at Munchmaster 12.
Ooh!
Wow. I thought it was going to be like Goat Johnny. Fucker 36.
Mm-mm.
Why 12?
Shut up.
I'm Brian Slyke. You can catch me on Twitter at BrianGator15 and on Instagram at Brian.Slyke9. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.